This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, last Thursday, I had the pleasure of touring the Purina Research Farm in Gray Summit, Missouri, with a group of farmers and customers from Hamel Co-op. And if you're not familiar with where Gray Summit's located, it's about 15 minutes west of Six Flags along Interstate 44. The day started off with presentations about the history of Purina, and we also covered beef cattle health, nutrition, and just some general advice about caring for cows. And we wrapped up the day with a tour of the facilities at the research farm. Rod Newlick is a customer relations manager for the company, and I had a chance to pull him aside and get some of the details about Purina and also about what research takes place at the site in Gray Summit.
Purina actually goes back to 1894. A Missourian by the name of William H. Danforth founded our company. Grew up in the Boot Hill of Missouri. Went to school here in the St. Louis area at Wash U. Actually was an engineering degree, but after he graduated from there, was looking for some way to spend his career and to build his own business. And as you can imagine, around the turn of the century there, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, we're really dependent upon horses and mules and those kinds of animals to move the commerce around here in the St. Louis area when it was really starting to boom at that time. So he saw that as a great advantage or way that he could be a part of the growth that was going on and actually built Purina from there, which actually stands for Purity in Agriculture. He actually had a reason for calling it Purina, and built it into the largest feed manufacturer in the world at one time. And so we've existed here ever since. We started the research farm out here in 1926, knowing that we had to learn a little bit more about ingredients and animal needs in order to meet the demand that we were going to have. And so we've been at it ever since.
Well, I want to ask you some more detailed questions about the research farm. We are in Gray Summit, Missouri. How big is the farm, if you could put it in maybe acres roughly, and then what animals do you have here? Because I've seen cattle, of course, as part of the tour today, but maybe just give us an overview of what all goes on here.
We've got a large variety of animals. In fact, we feed about 7,000 animals here on the farm every day. It's 1,188 acres, just short of 1,200 acres. And we've got beef cattle, about 120 mama cows. We'll finish out about 400 head of cattle in our beef operation, all the way from starters and creep feeds. And supplements for the cows and minerals and some of those kinds of things. We've got a 300 string milking herd here of dairy cattle, and also have an extensive heifer development experimental building that we use. We've got about 65 horses that we do anything from exercise physiology to palatability work, growth studies, and all those kinds of things. We do fold out some mares every year and do a lot of studies from that standpoint. We've got a swine herd. We've got about 200 sows, and so that allows us to have about 6,000 pigs that we can do studies on from anywhere from starter to grow and finish pigs from that standpoint. We've got goats here, sheep, rabbits, chickens. We've got a small poultry operation that really addresses kind of the backyard poultry business that's been so popular and really growing, about 1,200 of those hens, and we get the advantage of the folks here that work on the farm get the advantage of being able to buy those eggs at a nice price. And something we started last year, and I've probably forgotten some other things that we have, but we also have a honeybee operation that we've got going on. So I guess if you count the honeybees that we're working on, actually supplements for honeybees, that'd be about another 3 million animals that we would have out here, but pretty extensive and pretty in-depth for a lot of different species.
Very interesting to know that you have that many different species of animals. Obviously, Purina is nutrition. We've seen, most of us have seen the different products in retailers around our area. So I guess I'll ask, are there people in each of those divisions dealing with those certain animals that are doing the research? Maybe just expand on that.
Yeah, each one of those will have at least one PhD, sometimes two PhD research scientists that will be in charge of developing the protocols and working on trying to figure out the research projects that we have. And then a lot of master's degree folks that will help to carry out those protocols. There's about 100 folks that work here on the on the farm every day, all the way from our office personnel that we have and to those that are out here on the units.
Very interesting just to think about all of the work that is done here. From the time, I forgot the year that you said the research farm was founded here, but I believe it has expanded over the years.
Yes. Well, back in 1926, when Danforth came out here, which would have been a long ways, it's about 40 miles from downtown St. Louis, so the urban center has kind of encroached on us a little bit, but at that time you bought about 250 acres to start the research farm. It was an operating dairy out here at the time. So we expanded at one time to about 1,600 acres, actually. Then back in the in 1986, they separated the companies, the pet food part of the business. So there's a Purina pet food business that is actually owned by Nestle, and they still use the Purina brand. And then we actually, the Purina Animal Nutrition, is actually owned by Land O'Lakes Cooperative. And so we're a farmer-owned cooperative. And that's really added to our growth and allowed us to focus on the livestock side of the business and the companion animal side of the business and made a lot of investments from a research perspective from that standpoint.
And you do obviously allow tours. I'm here on a tour today with one of the retailers of Purina, Hamel Co-op. So maybe just some details if folks listening to this would be interested in seeing what the research farm is and what it looks like.
Yes, we do get a lot of visitors, a lot of folks that come through on tours. In fact, last year we probably hosted somewhere around 10,000 visitors. But I say that, and then I also say that it's not just open to the general public. You can't just stop by and say, hey, we'd like to take a tour. All of those were scheduled tours that we had, like today, where we'll have a group of cattle owners that come in and we can address their specific needs. And so if they are interested in some of the events that we have, we'll have about 7 different cattle events, 3 or 4 different horse events, a couple of swine events, 3 or 4 dairy events every year. If they're interested in that, they need to contact their Purina dealer in their area, and they can kind of let them know a little bit more about when those might be and if they would be able to come to them.
Thank you very much, Rod. Anything that I haven't asked or any final thoughts that you might have that you'd like to share?
Well, I hope that you've been able to see that at Purina we've got a real passion for helping animals live up to their true potential, and it's in the people that we have here and the heritage that we've got that allows us to do that, and we're really proud of that.
Again, that was Rod Newlick, the Customer Relations Manager for Purina. And on a final note this morning, I'd like to congratulate the previous Montgomery County Resource Conservationist, Chris Reynolds, on his new position with American Farmland Trust as a Natural Resources Conservationist. So with that being said, that means there is a job opening. So if you or someone you know would like more information about the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's opening for the Resource Conservationist, you can contact Melissa at the office, and you can reach her at 217-532-3610, extension 3. And congratulations to Chris again. I have interviewed him a few times for the farm show, and we always enjoyed an update on the Montgomery County Soil and Water District. And with that being said, that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.